This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The U.S.-Iran prisoner swap has moved forward with $6 billion of Iranian assets once frozen in South Korea, now in Qatar. VOA's Tommy McNeil with the latest.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani made the comment during a news conference Monday aired on state television. However, the feed cut immediately after his remarks without explanation. The announcement comes weeks after Iran said that five Iranian Americans are now under house arrest as part of a confidence-building move, while Seoul allowed the frozen assets held in South Korean won to be converted into euros. That money was then sent to Qatar. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
As they start to examine what happened in the Libyan city of Derna, where floods killed thousands, we now hear from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma that experts have warned for years that floods pose a significant danger to two dams that burst, causing the mayhem and death.
The experts repeatedly called for immediate maintenance to the two structures outside the city of Derna, but successive governments in the divided and chaos-stricken nation did not heed their advice. Their worst predictions came true when heavy rains from Mediterranean storm Daniel caused flooding across eastern Libya. It overwhelmed the two dams, sending a wall of water through the city and killing at least 11,000 people. Entire neighborhoods were destroyed and people were swept to sea. The Libyan Red Crescent says more than 10,000 people are still missing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Floods from heavy rains inundated parts of India's central and western states on Monday. Thousands of people have been evacuated from low-lying areas after the Narmada River broke its banks. This is VOA News. Russia called on the United Nations highest court in The Hague on Monday to throw out what it said was a hopelessly flawed case challenging Moscow's argument that its invasion of Ukraine was carried out to prevent genocide. Experts say a ruling in Kyiv's favor would not stop the war, but could impact future reparations payments. A Syrian Kurdish armed group attacked an area controlled by pro-Turkish fighters in rebel-held northern Syria on Monday, killing at least 14. According to a war monitor and a factional leader. The Kurdish Afrin Liberation Forces took advantage of factional fighting that broke out after midnight on the outskirts of Al-Bab in Aleppo, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said. Turkish President Erdogan urged tech tycoon Elon Musk to open his next Tesla factory in Turkey, becoming the latest leader to lobby one of the world's richest men. Erdogan and Musk have held a series of meetings both in Turkey and on the sidelines of international forums, developing a seeming friendship that they extended Sunday in New York. Turkish television on Monday showed Musk entering New York's Turkish House, a new skyscraper across from the United Nations building, with his son, whom he held on his lap during the talks. Kenya is the fifth largest coffee producer in Africa. But like farming communities around the world, Kenya's coffee farmers are being increasingly squeezed by climate change, price fluctuations, and now a real estate boom. Francis Antama reports from Kenya's capital, Nairobi.
This is Kiambu area, a cornerstone of Kenya's coffee industry. But with massive harvests from India and Indonesia flooding the market, prices are down, and some farmers are getting out of the business of farming and becoming landlords instead. Modern houses now stand where coffee bushes once thrived, and farmers like 57-year-old Joseph Ndongo believe it's the only rational choice to survive in today's economy.
Coffee is now being overtaken by the real estate.
Just a few years ago, these lands were covered in thriving coffee plantations. Now towering apartment buildings have taken their place, with billboards advertising land for sale at every turn. Francis Ontomwa for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
A senior British politician is urging police to investigate sexual assault allegations against comedian and actor Russell Brand. Four women told a Channel 4 television documentary and The Times and Sunday Times that Brand assaulted them. He denies the charges. Scott Walter.